So Ezekiel is more and more and more interesting to me this year. The other day, when I did the month-end review, I told a story, and I'm not going to retell that story here, but it brought things into perspective for me about all this election stuff, about wind farm, about all that's going on. It brought it back to the fact that we are interdependent on one another. But it boils down to the fact that one day we stand before God and give account for what we did, what our lives meant, and how we interacted. Although we are interdependent on one another, although we are the body, we are responsible for our own actions and how we live in unity with one another. And that's what God is saying today in the book of Ezekiel. You're not going to die for the sins of your children or the sins of your parents. You're not going to live by the virtue of your children or the virtue of your parents either. Although they leave a legacy and influence you, you ultimately make your choices of who you're going to follow and what your life is going to look like. And it is so important that we understand and know that in these times, in this time, decisions will need to be made, whether to fight or flee, whether to live in fear or live in hope, whether to trust in God or trust in our own strength. These are fundamental things. They never go away. They are always choices. And in everything that we do, we make those choices. But I think that the choices that we make are more stark right now. God is giving us an opportunity to reorient, a chance to reprogram and regroup. And we must. And you know what? The important thing about all this, about this time of transition, isn't about getting things back to the way that they were when we were living fat and asleep. It's about looking at things as they really are and understanding our role in the kingdom and our role on this earth. We've lived complacent for a very long time, accumulating whatever we can get our hands on and somehow attributing our godliness to something other than absolute, utter, complete, sweet brokenness before Him and total surrender to His will and His ways in our lives. Anything less than that is not enough anymore. God is calling His people back, as we see in the book of Ezekiel. And back we must go. We must return to our first love, which is a bit of a cliche, but couldn't be more true. We must return to the love for our Savior that is all-encompassing, all-consuming, and that nothing rises above it, and that anything that is above it is an idol that must be either destroyed or put in its proper place in our lives.